This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Ruling coalition's top leaders discuss matter of a cabinet expansion. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal nominated as parliamentary party leader of newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. Hindu devotees observing Sri Krishna Janmashtami today. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota rejects to sack 14 lawmakers expelled by CPN-UML. And US military officials say US drone strike eliminates Kabul airport bomb threat. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Party Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal have discussed the expansion of the cabinet and strengthening of the ruling coalition. The Prime Minister's Secretariat informed that the meeting held in Balwatar yesterday dwelt on contemporary political issues, including the expansion of the cabinet. The next meeting of the ruling coalition is scheduled to be held today as well. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has decided not to sack 14 lawmakers expelled by the CPN-UML. Spokesperson at the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Rose Nath Pandey, said Speaker Sapkota didn't have to take action against the expelled lawmakers as the information regarding registration of new party was received from the Election Commission. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has been nominated as the parliamentary party leader of the newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. The first meeting of the party held at the Federal Parliament in New Banishore after its recognition from the Election Commission unanimously picked Leader Nepal as the party's parliamentary leader. The meeting also constituted a five-member committee to draft the statute of the CPN Unified Socialist Parliamentary Party. Addressing the meeting, Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist Party, Madhav Kumar Nepal, claimed that his party would not merge with all the parties at present. The meeting also designated Chairman Nepal the responsibility to choose names for ministers to join the cabinet from his party. Hindu devotees across the country are observing Sri Krishna Janmashtami festival, the birthday of Lord Krishna today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended a message of best wishes on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Issuing a best wishes message, President Bhandari wished for peace, happiness, prosperity and good health to all Nepalese at home and abroad. President Bhandari reminds that the Hindus across the world remember Lord Krishna as the profounder of Bhakti Yoga, Gyan Yoga and Karma Yoga on the day. She has further stated that the religious festival Krishna Janmashtami will inspire all to further strengthen national unity in the multicultural, multilingual and multi-religious country. Meanwhile, the president has extended best wishes on the occasion of Gaura Parva as well. The festival is marked in the far west province of the country. The devotees worship goddess Gauri Parvati. The president has expected that the festival will help all to further strengthen social and cultural unity in the society. She mentioned that the festival will inspire all to preserve original cultural and religious festivals. The president urged all to mark the festivals by following the health and safety protocols in the pandemic. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba has said Nepal's different unique cultures have own importance and values. In a message of greetings on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami and Gaura Parva today, the Prime Minister said that Nepal's unique festivals have tied people of different ethnic backgrounds, regions and communities in a single thread. On the occasion of these two festivals, the Prime Minister extended best wishes to all sisters and brothers for their happiness, peace and prosperity, along with religious tolerance, goodwill and brotherhood. Devotees will not be allowed to pay homage to the pattern-based Krishna temple on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami today. Lalitpur Metropolis Mayor Chiri Babu Maharajan said a meeting held among representatives of different religious trusts and other stakeholders agreed to observe the festival with limited number of people for the continuity of the rituals. The decision to stop people from entering the temple on the Krishna Janmashtami festival was taken bearing in mind the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said the public officials handling public funds and authorities should discharge their duty in a more transparent, accountable and legal manner. Prime Minister Sher Deuba said this while speaking at a program organized by the Office of the Auditor General in regard to the audit report of the fiscal year 2076-77 yesterday. The Prime Minister also directed the officials to maintain fiscal discipline in course of the transaction of public funds, justify the relevance of expenses, ensure the growth of productivity and abide by economic procedures. Prime Minister Deuba also directed the Chief Secretary and Secretaries of the Government to strictly follow the Public Procurement Act and all the laws. The two-dose vaccines being used in Nepal have shown 90% antibody level against COVID-19. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Health Ministry informed that a recent study carried out in Nepal showed 80% antibody level in recipients of the first dose and 90% antibody level in recipients of the second dose. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel said 68.6% of the total 13,113 samples selected for the study developed the excellent antibody level in the vaccine recipients. The samples were collected from the 5th of June to 14th of August. The ministry further informed that the samples collected from 7 provinces and all geography of Nepal demonstrated the similar antibody level. It has also urged all to adopt health safety measures as the infection risk is prevalent due to emergence of new variants. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,388 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. As per the ministry update, 2,260 people recovered from the virus infection in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, 24 died due to COVID-19, taking the total death toll to 10,714 in the country. 94 people lost their lives and 44 others are still missing since the start of monsoon this year. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority spokesperson Bishop Prakash Arial said almost 6,000 people had been shifted to safer places so far. According to the authority, nearly 4,000 houses were inundated in the past 3 days. Likewise, 9 people lost their lives while 6 others are still missing in the rain-induced disasters. Spokesperson Arial also informed that nearly 800 houses had been completely damaged, while 25 hydropower projects, 29 motorable bridges and 29 suspension bridges sustained damages due to the natural calamities across the country during this monsoon. Meteorologist Samir Shrestha says the districts in Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces witnessed rain, while the western part of the country will still see heavy rain. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Hey, chora, kya cha hal khabar? Padhai kasto chaldai cha?
Sabai ramrai chaldai cha. Ani tya kya cha bua?
Yahan pani sabai ramro cha. La, tero aama sanga kura gar.
Pardana, kina dherai paisa kharcha garnuhuncha?
Kina tension linchas babu? Hami jasta ko lagi NTC ko Call India Pack chhadai cha ni. India call garna ta kasto sasto pa chha ta tesma?
La, tesa bhaye dhukkale kura garam na ta.
Sewa sucharu garna ka lagi *14 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. A U.S. drone strike in the Afghan capital Kabul has prevented another deadly suicide attack at the airport, U.S. military officials say. The strike targeted a vehicle carrying at least one person associated with Afghan branch of the Islamic State group, U.S. Central Command said. The U.S. had warned of possible further attacks as the evacuations went down. Despite this, it has said that it will keep evacuating Afghans from Kabul airport until the last moment. A deadline for the evacuation mission of 31st August was agreed between the U.S. and the Taliban, who now control most of the country. The U.S. will be the last to complete its mission, with all other countries having already concluded theirs. The final flights returning British troops from Afghanistan have been arriving in the UK. The U.S. says it has facilitated the evacuation of more than 110,000 people from Kabul airport since 14th August. The U.S. city of New Orleans has lost power with only generators working as Hurricane Ida battles Louisiana. The storm brought 240 km/h winds when it made landfall, and those people who did not flee have been advised to shelter in place. Ida will test the city's flood defenses strengthened after Hurricane Katrina killed 1,800 people in 2005. U.S. President Joe Biden said Ida would be life-threatening with immense devastation likely beyond the costs. Over 750,000 homes in Louisiana are without power, and U.S. President Biden said it could take weeks to restore supplies. Ida gathered strength over the warm water of the Gulf of Mexico during the weekend. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at few places of the Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Far West province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 21.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ruling coalition's top leaders discuss matter of cabinet expansion. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal nominated as parliamentary party leader of newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. Hindu devotees observing Sri Krishna Janmashtami festival today. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota rejects to sack 14 lawmakers expelled by CPN UML. And U.S. military officials say U.S. drone strikes eliminates Kabul airport bomb threat. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.